wait a minute, let me figure out who that was now. It was a Border Patrol, Mexican Border Patrol, and his son. And they had to go through our area because the highways went in and out of the border area. And it was in the United States and then in Vietnam, Mexico, and it's a pretty rugged area. Okay, one time we were put out on a search mission, and my companies, and everybody had a different area to control. And we were in the area where it was supposed to have happened, and the Mexican Border Patrol went through our area and went back and forth across the border, and so did our Border Patrol have the same situation. But this Border Patrolman had his son with him, and they disappeared. And we went along the highways, and we couldn't find them. And finally, about the fourth day, we went along the same area, and Corporal Carlisle, he's a little sharp guy, spotted some weeds along the right-of-way, broken, and then they dropped down into a creek about 10 feet away from the highway, or even closer than that. It was almost straight down. And then somebody went and looked, and there was a car down there, and here was a Border Patrolman. He was getting ready to dispose of his son because they were pinned in all that water running by. They couldn't get nothing to drink. And he was about to call it quits. So he was about ready. He said he was about ready to dispose of his son and then take his own life. And it was quite an event for all of us. It was a joyous event to find something that was really lost, hard to find. It was a great honor for Sergeant Carlisle, but he didn't get much out of it. He got some kind of award for it.
Border Patrol agent was going to shoot his son by himself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you had been patrolling or looking for him for 4 days?
Yes. Yeah.
And where would you sleep? Out on the...
No, we'd go back to camp, and then we'd go back out again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we would, for 4 days, we were taking different routes, you know, and finally on the fourth day, we took the same route that we had taken before, and then we happened to see them. Down there is so hot and dry and brittle that it's hard to see anything, you know.
Did it
pin down under the car? Yeah, it was a sedan, yeah.
Now I noticed when you were talking about finding that, that you almost came to tears.
Yeah.
Now, what emotions did you feel at the time?
At the time we found them? Everybody roared, hooray, hooray, you know,